What Comfort Zone, a weekly podcast by Emily and Laura talking about their experiences of pushing themselves out of their comfort zones and how it's changed their lives.
Hello and welcome to episode 6 of What Comfort Zone. I am Laura, we have the lovely Emily here, and we are also joined today by our number one fan and arguably the person who got us both out of our comfort zones in the first place anyway. Hi Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
All good. How are you feeling? Out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, slightly.
That's exactly how we want you to feel.
Well, yeah, it's you're the reason I went and jumped into some wild water.
I am.
Yeah.
I also took you up a really big hill.
You did. Yes, you did indeed. So yeah, so that's two times you've got me.
Yeah, you're even now, though, I think.
Yeah,
because
we
you've done the radio, and now Kerry's on the podcast.
And she's had me doing videos of pull-ups and box jumps on Instagram.
Well, yeah.
I see, actually. Now, I always feel like it's me who gets picked on the most to get out of my comfort zone, but actually...
Yeah, it's me. It's totally me.
You love a box jump, though.
Yeah, but not on Instagram. In the gym, yeah.
Okay, fair point. Got to prove you've done it though, haven't you? Got to show the world.
It's not on socials, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, on the socials, there's some pictures of us up Parlet Pike, isn't there?
There is. Mm-hmm. I actually think it's a fell, not a pike.
What's the difference between a fell and a pike, Kerry?
It's just the name of it.
It's Parlet Pike, that's what it's called. Yeah, it is. We're going to have to Google that.
That's your favourite hill as well. Oh, Parlet I just called pike. It a hill. Pike?
I think it's a
fell. Is it?
I think so.
No, it's not.
Google.
We're going to have to Google.
There's so many different names for hills and things, though, isn't it? It's like, up in Scotland, you've got, what are they called, Murdos or something like that?
Munros,
that's
Marilyn's
the one.
Marilyn's and Munros.
Ah.
And then you've got Wainwrights that are in the Lake District.
Yeah. Why?
So Wainwright is after... I can't think of his first name now, you put me on the spot. But he's an author, a writer.
And he's a poet.
Yeah, he did all of them. And then basically they're a Wainwright just because they're part of his favourite hills.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing, whereas I think with the Marilyns and the Munros, there has to be a certain amount of descent between the peaks. So they're all quite like long and steep up with a certain amount of descent between the two.
Okay.
Whereas in the lakes, you can kind of like link two or three together quite easily. Because once you're up, you're kind of up and you just reach the tops. Whereas in Scotland, you go up and then come down quite a bit and go back up again.
So I always look at the ones in the lakes and like you can be in one point and you can just see hill after hill after hill and think, do people genuinely just walk around the top?
Yeah, it's called a horseshoe.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, indeed.
Horseshoes, Marilyn Monroe's. Marilyn Monroe's is a really good cocktail, by the way.
Marilyn's and Monroe's, they're not the same thing.
Yeah, but there's a cocktail called Marilyn Monroe and I really like it.
I mean, I'm sure we can make a Wainwright cocktail too.
Oh my days, game changer. So why don't we talk about why you're being... in fact, I'm sure we've got some quotes first, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we've got some quotes. So I'm going to go with my favourite quote from my favourite person, Miley Cyrus / Hannah Montana.
Wee!
Life's a climb, but the view is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, always remember that you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, more beautiful than you imagine, and loved more than you know.
Aww.
That's a nice one.
I like that one. I think you'll like mine.
Okay.
Will it be easy? Nope. Worth it? Absolutely.
And that is the last time you're allowed to say that on this podcast. Last time, the one and only time.
Okay.
Has anyone sent you a word yet?
No.
Oh my days.
I do also have another little quote.
Go on.
You don't get the ass you want by sitting on it.
You don't. Mm. And all I'm going to say to you is that we're all here on this podcast for one reason, aren't we? To talk about what challenge we've got coming on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
And... all I'm going to say is when you're like 19 miles in, just remember these quotes because they are the only things that are going to get you through.
Yeah.
It's going to be mind over matter. And if anyone hasn't guessed what we're doing yet, we'll give you some clues. So there's 24 miles of walking.
There's three hills.
Three hills. And they're in Yorkshire. Put them all together. What have you got?
The Yorkshire Three Peaks.
So yeah, so we've... stupidly signed up to do the Yorkshire Three Peaks.
Naively.
Well, you say that though, but you were really excited when it was announced. So our gym announced this as a group outing. All that went through my head was like, I don't like hills. How am I going to get out of this?
Yeah, I still am dead excited, but I've also not been able to train as much as what I wanted to.
No, you haven't.
I fell down the stairs. I separated my shoulder.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like I've not trained at all. And like, we have done little bits, but not near enough.
No.
Than what I think we should have done.
No. We started out well. You two dragged me up two hills in one day.
Yeah.
In the pouring rain.
Yeah.
It was basically a storm, wasn't it?
It was bleak.
It was really bad, yeah. It's one of the worst walks I've done, to be fair.
It was a really good way to test how waterproof my mascara was.
Well,
turned out not very.
Yeah, it was grim. Yeah. Grim.
Yeah. But I think this is going to be grim in a different way because the weather's going to be nice. Mm-hmm. But you're going to do one hill and be dead proud of yourself. You're going to start walking towards the second, realise it's just a long slog between the two, and then wonder what you're doing. And then once you've done the second, you're going to think, great, I've got another one to do.
Will that reaction be similar to Laura's reaction when we showed her Parlick Hill Fell Pike?
Probably,
Hill Fell Pike.
But I think the best thing about Laura seeing Parlick Hill Fell Pike was when she was like, so, is it just like doing this three times? And we were like, no. No, it's not. It's really, really not. And we've still not shown you anything about the size of what we're going up, have we?
Well, we were standing on top of Pendle, because you and I did Pendle.
Yeah, still no.
But I remember standing there, and because Emily did the exact same thing to me that time as we were driving towards it. She went, look up there, that's what we're going up. And, not going to repeat what I say it very aggressively, don't I, when I'm like, no.
You do.
It was a different word that came out of your mouth when you saw Parlick, I'm not going to lie.
It was two words, six letters. anybody who knows me will be able to guess what I said. But we stood on top of Pendle and I was like, feeling really, really, it's such a sense of achievement when you get up to the top of it. I really don't like the going up bit, but getting to the top of it, it feels amazing. And Emily goes, look, can you see in the distance? It was like, you know, like when Mufasa says to Simba, and he's like, can you see beyond those hills over there?
That was exactly what it was like. It was.
That is your father.
That's Yorkshire. Never go there. And look where we got. But it was
actually Yorkshire.
And she
lying.
Went, look, you can see the three peaks, and I think I repeated that
there's
same
one expletive. Over there. I was like, there's one over there, and then if you follow my hand for 5 minutes, there's one over there, and then there's another one right over there, and you're going to join them all together.
See, I drove past one of the three peaks on Sunday on my way home from camping.
Really?
And as we were coming through,
I wasn't going to text you and tell you.
No, I know, but then we saw a cafe that was called the Penigent Cafe, and I was like, oh, I'm sure that's the name of one of the hills that we're meant to be doing on Sunday. We don't think we're near here, are we? Cue my husband looking on my phone and being like, oh yeah, that's one of the hills. And me, expletive coming out of my mouth, thinking, no.
See, so we were driving, we were driving back from the same route, so we went camping together, and Tom was like, oh, that's so-and-so and that's so-and-so, and I was like, yeah, I thought they might be. I was like, I'm not going to text Kerry and tell her that we've just driven past them because then she might be put off. Have you seen them before? Have you done any of them?
No, never.
Have you not?
Never.
Okay, so I'm quite lucky then because I've done all three, just not together.
See, apparently I've done Ingleborough, is it called?
Ingleborough, yeah.
When I was a kid.
It's easy when you're a kid though. You've got like unlimited energy levels, haven't you? Mm.
I also found out, my auntie texted me earlier on this week and told me that we have ancestors in Horton on Ribblesdale, where we're starting off, in the graveyard there.
Oh.
And well, when
that
I
went
said
from
ancestors,
R to O really quick.
My first thought was, oh, what? My family's from Yorkshire. I am married to a Yorkshireman. I am allowed to say things like that. Disclaimer. but apparently we've got ancestors over there. So she's pretty spooky.
It is, yeah.
You almost belong there.
No. Yeah, I think for the camping side of it, because that is another out of my comfort zone.
Oh yeah, you're camping,
aren't
you? With us the night before, we're all camping, aren't we?
See, I'm
fine with that.
Disgruntled about this camping situation. Mm. I'm gonna say disgruntled.
It's not gonna be like a campsite like I went to when I went to France in Brittany.
Just a load of grass.
Yeah. So where are the toilets?
Laura, there is no loo. There's a river.
Okay, I am not going to. I have IBS, girls. I mean, I could take my nephew's potty.
I laughed so hard that I went silent.
I mean, this is not going to be pleasant for anybody, really, but you know.
So, podcast listeners, did you know about Laura's medical conditions?
And all Laura's customers that listen.
I mean, I'm a fairly open person. Where are we going to poo? This is what we need to know.
Right, so where we're camping, there's the railway pub / hotel. So I'm pretty sure they'd let you in there.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So this is...
like on an evening, so when we get there, so like on the night, we'll go in, we'll have like 1-2 pints and use the toilet.
Okay. Is there a railway that actually is nearby?
Yeah, my dad
will be so happy.
Because they go over the viaduct.
The
proper steam trains as well.
Okay, yeah, well my dad's affiliated with a steam train called the Duchess of Sutherland. There you go, Dad, talked about steam trains for you. So maybe if I go in there and name drop my dad, they'll let me just live in the toilet. I'll camp in there.
Live in the toilet.
I've also got another phrase to throw in the mix here while we're having this discussion. But it may need a beep. Laura, does a bish in the woods.
I mean, have you ever seen one do it?
No.
Well, how do we know? They might not do. They might not actually have...
toilets.
Yeah.
Please say it. A bear might actually have a toilet. Nobody's ever seen one, but a bear might have a toilet.
Well, you never know.
I genuinely don't think they do.
I wouldn't even know what I was looking for to find out if it did in
bears
the woods.
Bears technically normally really quite big.
Brown.
No, I know, what a bear looks like.
Okay. Toilet then? A toilet? Usually white.
I know you're the one that's concerned about not having a toilet, but you can't tell us what one might look like.
Usually white.
No, I wouldn't know how to identify a bear.
Or
poo.
A toilet?
A bear poo. Is what I'm saying.
I reckon it looks like a dog poo, but bigger. How have we got here? How have we got here? How much of this can we edit out? I think we need to edit out the last 20 minutes.
So yes, I'm very much going to be outside my comfort zone on Saturday evening and Sunday morning.
I think we all are though, so I don't think you're on your own on this one. I'm fine with the camping, but I'm in a van, which is kind of like luxury.
That makes me feel like you're a bit more secure in your nice camper van with solid sides, and then we're going to be in a tent that might be
subject
that windy
to bears.
Might take off, or a bear might come and excrement at the side of our tent.
I mean, I think if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be probably Tom or a fox.
But there's going to be 3, possibly 4 of us in our tent.
Dad is really big.
we're being protected by the military. There you go. We've got a military guard.
Did you know that was his role?
No, I'll tell him.
But yeah, I think when we're doing this walk, we're going to go through so many emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be like dead excited, dead giddy, and then we're going to be like out of breath and knackered, realising how tiring it is. Then we're going to get to the top and be dead proud of ourselves. Then we're going to start going down and we'll be buzzing. And then we'll get to the big long flat and I think we'll get a bit like bored and disgruntled with it. And then we'll start going up again. And I think about halfway up there, I'll just be like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Halfway around.
Because you'll know you're halfway as well. And you'll be like, I've just got to do what I've already done again.
Yeah. But we keep on going. We're raising money. We've been sponsored.
Yeah, we're doing it for Mind Charity, aren't we? Which is a great charity for mental health.
Yeah, I nearly said my word then.
I'm so glad you managed to filter it out. Proud.
I know. Have you been actively trying all week?
No, but I do notice every time I say it now.
I'm going to get you one of them shock bracelets. Every time you say it, it just gives you an electric shock.
Please don't.
And if you say it like twice in 5 minutes, you get like a double shock.
No, that's really mean. Why are you always mean to me?
Because you've been picking on me for so long.
Okay, enough with the burpees tonight, hon. So, anyway. we've raised money. We need to... But I think the way to view it is you go there with the intentions of doing all three, knowing that you can do all three. But if you can't, there's nothing wrong with that. If you get to the end of the second one, you've given all that you can give. Mm. It's still an achievement.
Oh, yeah.
A huge achievement.
Yeah, it's a massive achievement. I think we need to remember that as well. Just set off with the intention of doing it all, but you don't want to do something to the point of doing an injury, do you?
No.
Like, you don't want to push that far. But I think we're all capable. As long as we take it steady, don't do anything stupid, and just keep each other motivated,
yeah,
it will be fine.
You're looking at me because you know that word's coming up.
No, I'm looking at you because I'm like, we're going to be fine, and you're looking back at me thinking, fine, are we going to be fine? Are we?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think the fact that we're doing it as a community and we're all there to support each other.
Yeah.
I think that's great. So, we've done Parlick, Hill, Fell, Pike. We've done Fair Snape. What's that? What's Fair Snape?
Fell.
That's a fell.
That is a fell.
Yeah, it's Parlick, Pike into Fair Snape,
and you know
Fell.
What? I googled it while we were on. And I have to confess.
It's Parlick, Pike.
Emily was right.
Yes! It's Parlick, Pike.
It is Parlick, Pike.
Parlick, Pike into Fair Snape, Fell.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
And it's, but it's definitely Pendle Hill, it's not Pendle Pike.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
Or Pendle Fell, it's Pendle Hill.
Okay, okay, so we've done a hill, a fell and a pike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you did Rivington as well.
No, oh. Did you?
What's it?
No, not Rivington.
Was it not Rivington?
White Coppice.
Yeah, White Coppice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, White Coppice.
Yes, that was a very interesting day.
So at least you know you can get the mileage done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was supposed to be what, 7 miles?
No, I planned 7 miles for you, and I sent you the route to actively follow, and the little dot would stay on the track for you if you followed it, but what did you decide to do instead?
Well, I listened to our almighty leader, Liam, who said that he knew the way.
See, this is also a great concern of mine.
No, because Tom's come in, you're fine.
Right. Okay. But genuinely, what if we get lost?
We're not going to get lost.
We're not.
It's like one of the most walked paths in Yorkshire, individually. Not all three.
Okay. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. But this was, we got to a point, we got to the top of the hill. I think there was maybe 8 or 9 of us. And Liam said, right, we can either go down that way and we'll be back in half an hour, or we can go this way and it's a little bit longer. And everybody sort of looked around at each other and I went, let's go a little bit longer. So arguably
it was your
my
fault.
But I assumed that he knew the way. And it was when, after my friend Mel had fallen into a mud puddle up to mid-thigh, and we nearly lost a dog in said mud puddle as well, that I clocked both Liam and Nathan checking their phones because they had zero clue where we were.
Can I just say, you assumed. Do you know what assume means? Make an ass out of you and me. Should never assume.
Gosh, that's incredible.
Have you not heard that before?
No, never.
I like that.
You should never assume.
Say that again.
You should never assume because you make an ass out of you and me.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Well, you see, the thing is, though, he's usually right, Liam. So when he said, I know the way, why wouldn't we listen to him?
This is true.
Yeah, but it's Liam. How often do you see him outdoors, walking up hills?
Go cycling a lot though, and surely it's easier to get lost on a bike going at speed. Surely.
Clearly not.
No.
We love you really, Liam.
Clearly, apparently when you walk at 2 miles an hour compared to cycling at 20 miles an hour, you get lost.
Well, yeah, we were very lost. And with Alan, was it 12 miles we walked in the end? So we did half of it. There's only one hill. And it was nowhere near as big as what we're about to attempt, but I know I can walk.
You got the mileage in.
Yeah.
Can we start making reference to how big this challenge is, please?
It's massive.
Thank you. Stop.
Oh, stop. Please start. Sorry. I hadn't even got started yet.
Stop saying how big it is.
Humongous.
I'm going to sit in a corner and start rocking.
I didn't think you would be that nervous about it, Kerry.
I genuinely think it's my concern that we're going to get lost.
We're not going to get lost.
We're going to need mountain rescue and the ambulance service to come in. Helipad us off the top of a hill.
Did you see the St Bernard last summer that got rescued off, I think it was Scarfell Pike in the Lake District?
Because
got to the top and then it couldn't be bothered going back down. Like, it just couldn't be bothered to the mountain.
That'll be me.
Pictures of mountain rescue and this St Bernard on the back. St Bernard's like proper mountain dogs and it just couldn't be bothered.
Wow.
I have visions in my head of like, you might have seen it on like movies or like, yeah, on movies, on Jurassic Park.
When you're hanging from the bottom of a helicopter.
No, on Jurassic Park.
In the bivvy bag.
When they like crane a cow into the cage. Where are you going with visuals? They crane a cow into the cage for the dinosaur and it's like harnessed and all its arms and legs just dangling. I have visions of needing to be rescued off the hill like that.
Just hanging from the bottom of a helicopter. Swinging.
Like a cow.
That's not going to happen, Kerry.
Are you sure?
We're sure.
I promise.
But what if we get really, really lost?
We're not going to get lost.
Even if we get lost, we don't need a helicopter.
Okay.
We do not need a helicopter.
And a harness.
And a harness. No.
Okay.
Don't need any of that.
Well, let's look at it this way. We've got Tom with us, who is very, very good at this sort of stuff, knows exactly what he's doing, he knows the route, he's done all the planning and all that sort of stuff. So, number one, even if we just had Tom, then we would be fine. We've also got Liam and Alina, who are, and Kat and Emma, who are all like first aid trained, who are incredibly fit. You know, it's a challenge for them too, yeah. I'm sure, but you know, they're there to look after us as well. We now also have a military man with us.
I suppose he's got good, like, survival skills.
Yeah, I think between us, we've got a pretty good mix of people going up.
Yeah, we've got a couple of school teachers, so intelligent people, you'd hope.
I'm a nurse.
Intelligent
we've
people.
We've got a nurse.
Why are you bothered? You're your nurse. You are our first aid. You're performing surgery on the top of one of them if something goes wrong.
I'm like, literally, intermediate life support trained, but.
Wow.
Right.
Terrified of getting lost.
So if something happens to you, will you still be able to tell us what to do to make you better?
No.
So on the way up the first one, you're going to have to do some quick, intense training.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm joking. We don't need that kind of level of training.
No, I don't think I'd make it if you started talking about blood and things like that.
Just chest compressions. That's all you need.
Oh, I can do that.
Do you not do it to the theme tune of Staying Alive?
So they're not meant to tell you to do that anymore.
Okay.
But it does really, really work if you do sing it in your head.
Staying alive.
However, excuse the pun while you're doing things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that why you're not supposed to do it?
I think so. Wow. And then another one was Nelly the Elephant.
Nelly the Elephant, back to drunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Oh, she went with a jumpity jump, 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 jump.
It's almost as though we planned that, we didn't.
Okay, right. I'm going to bear that in mind then.
But yeah, no getting lost and no chest compressions. Thank you.
We won't do any of that.
Come then.
Okay. You're coming anyway.
No, there's no choice in the matter. We know where you live, so there's absolutely no way that's going to happen.
I'll be there to pick you up.
Yeah. So next week, when we're recording the next podcast, we'll be able to tell you how we've got on. We're laughing now. Will we be laughing next Monday? That's the question.
This is the question.
Will we be able to walk and drive next Monday?
Walking, I think, will be all right. I think the issue will be with like actually sitting down because you'll have to bend your knees and your hips. I think
I think my joints are just going to ache. That's what it'll be. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think we'll be fine. Mm. I was trying to think of what my specialty is then. Like, you're a nurse, you know, everybody's got something. I think I'm just going to bring the giggles.
Provide the bants.
Yeah.
I also have another question.
Okay.
You might edit this bit out. Are
we
allowed to take a can of gin for at the top?
Yes. Why would we edit that out? Okay. Yes, I am absolutely taking up 3 cans of beer, 1 for each hill.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
I need to do a different pose on the top of each. What are they called? The little thing? Summit. Is that what it is? Like that little...
What's it called? The white bits. They actually have a name, don't they?
Why do you ask these questions when put us on the spot? I know.
What are they called?
Trig point.
There we go. Yeah, I need to go and get on top of those.
You need to plank on top of one.
Yeah, and do you remember
I will do.
There was the phase where Let's make sure that I'm all over the meeting. there was a bit of a phase where there was like a national challenge where people did pauses on things and there was like
owling. Yeah, I remember owling. Yeah. I owled on my hen do.
Emily's looking blank.
Very blank. Owling.
We'll show you some owling.
I'm going to owl.
Are you going to owl? Are you going to owl right now?
Why was it called an owl?
Because you'll see right now.
People did that on top of Trig Point.
Let's do this on various places. Anywhere you could find to do different things is what you do. Like,
yeah.
For anyone who's not seen the picture that's about to go on Instagram, Kerry is sat on like a bar stool style chair in the pose of an owl going coo.
So now not only have you done box jumps and pull-ups on Instagram, we've been owling on Instagram as well.
How do I get myself into these situations?
So when did this happen? Because
if it was on my hen do, it would be what, about just over 10 years ago? I think you were still watching Hannah Montana at home then, weren't you?
I definitely was, yeah. You've actually hit the nail on the head, yeah. I was definitely watching Hannah Montana at home then.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so I'll have been like 16, 17.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Only a Ben.
Yeah, Hannah Montana's great. Ben. I'd still watch it now. I don't know what your problem is.
What is she talking about?
A Ben, that's Scottish, isn't it? Like a baby.
Yeah. Okay. Me one. Me one. I learnt a new Scottish phrase this weekend that I really like.
Are you allowed to say it on the podcast?
Mad with it. There you go.
Mad with it. As in like you're angry.
No, we're at a hen do, we're all mad with it. Okay. See? You get me? Okay, I think it might be time to wrap things up.
I think it might be. Do you want to do your extra special goodbye?
I feel like we should do it together.
Can okay. I just point out, by the way?
Yeah.
What have I not said?
You have, though. It's in your quote.
Yeah.
No, but we'll let her have that one. We'll let her have that one. Yeah, we're letting her have it.
Okay.
Okay.
This is when we listen to it back and find that you've actually slipped in like a cheeky 6 or 7 in there. Not noticed.
You've not picked up on it.
Because I'm just so used to you doing it.
Yes.
So we're not going to say bye on this podcast. What are we going to say, Kerry? You start us off, we'll follow on.
We're going to say ooh, ee,
ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified when we launch a new podcast. You can also get in touch with us on Instagram or Facebook at What Comfort Zone Podcast.